football on off the ball.
Michael Duffy he's one of the best players that there has ever been probably in the League of Ireland. And at the moment, I'd say this last 2 years, 3 years even, he's just evergreen.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to all of tonight's action in the League of Ireland, including our live commentary game from Tallaght Stadium between Shamrock Rovers and Derry City. Relegation from the Premier League is a real possibility for Tottenham after their 3-1 loss to Crystal Palace. And Denise O'Sullivan has been ruled out of Ireland's World Cup qualifier in the Netherlands. But first, Shamrock Rovers welcome Derry City to Tallaght tonight for their first meeting in the league this season. Derry have already beaten the double winners 1-0 in the President's Cup back in January. Derry have 7 points from their opening four games, which have all been played at the Brandywell. Manager Tiernan Lynch says the squad are still finding their feet.
I'd probably be telling you lies to say that we know our best 11 at the moment. I think there's lots of things that are going on and lots of moving parts. Obviously, Brian Maher's not fit. Barry Cotter's back, but doesn't have enough games under his belt. Dippo probably doesn't have enough games under his belt yet. Gavin White probably doesn't have enough games under his belt. Cameron Dummigan's back in contention again. So there's lots of things going on in the background, and there's lots of things that are really good signs moving forward. But we are where we are right now, and great credit to the ones that are in there, and great credit to the ones that are playing and doing what they're doing. So I think it's still very early in the season. I think our job is, as long as we can keep trying to improve as the days go by and the weeks go by.
Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley's had a less than ideal start to proceedings this season due to a combination of a few things such as the short pre-season and a couple of postponements due to the weather. After losing the President's Cup, Rovers have one win, one draw and one loss from their opening three games, but that mirrors the start the champions had last year. But Bradley says his side can bounce back in adversity.
Players are an experienced team. We know there's going to be bumps along the road. That's quite normal. The players understand that and are ready to go.
Rory Gaffney set for a few more weeks on the sideline, according to Bradley, as is Max Kovalescus. Derry City's Michael Duffy was one of six players nominated for the PFAI Player of the Month last month. He scored a hat-trick last week against Waterford. Shamrock Rovers wing-back Danny Grant says the Derryman's up there as one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, you're obviously excited. You want to go up against the best players, no matter who you're playing against. And Duffy, to be honest, I probably think he's the best player in the league after Burkey. So the last 8-9, whatever it is, years, he's been one of the best players. So you want to go up against players like that and challenge yourself. Obviously, he's in, as you said, red-hot form, coming off a hat-trick. But he's got a load of different strengths in his game. So, yeah, we'll have to stop him, but we'll have to stop a lot of other players off Derry as well, because they've got a strong squad.
And on this week's LOI pod, Stephen Doyle was joined by Vinnie Perth and Johnny Dunleavy, and they marvelled at one of the best players the league has ever seen.
A man on fire in Mikey Duffy.
Michael Duffy he's one of the best players that there has ever been probably in the League of Ireland. And at the moment, I'd say this last 2 years, 3 years even, he's just evergreen. It's like he's getting better. And I suppose that game against Waterford at the weekend, it was a perfect hat-trick, right foot, left foot and header. But you were speaking earlier about Luke Heaney playing right back for Waterford, and of course he's finding his feet and he's learning, and it's tough, you're learning on the job, I suppose. But the higher up you go, if you think of the goal that Michael scored where it comes over his head, he's probably 4 inches underneath the ball. But at that level, that's all it takes and you get punished for it. And it's a phenomenal goal, absolutely phenomenal goal. You know, like, going back to your question of how do you defend against him, stop the supply as best you can, first of all, I suppose, stop the ball getting to him. And then it's really about, can you get a midfielder across to double up on him, because he is that good. He's got all the tools, right foot, left foot, can go inside, outside. His delivery is exceptional, takes all the set pieces. So,
Well, that's interesting, Johnny. Sorry to cut across you, but if Rovers, you know, as they will do, play a back three with the wing back, so is that then the job of the right centre back and the right wing back to man up then on, or sorry, to double up on Mikey Duffy on Friday night?
it probably is to some degree. Like, if you have a right centre-back that is athletic enough that they can cover or are comfortable defending the wide areas down the channel, you can certainly ask them to drift across that way. And if Michael Duffy is one-on-one with whoever's right wing-back, whether it's Sobowale or whoever it is, that they have some cover in behind. But equally, as I say, when he comes inside, he's got such a good delivery on his right foot as well that he's just a very, very hard man to defend against. And he's a pleasure to watch anytime you get to see him.
And if you want to hear the LOI pod back in full ahead of all of tonight's games, you can do so for free now in your OTB football podcast feed. And remember, you can hear live commentary of that game. Kickoff is 8 o'clock. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Richie Towle in the commentary box. The build-up starts on Off the Ball and News Talk from 7 o'clock. It's also available on the Go Loud app. Elsewhere tonight, there's a Dublin derby at Tolka Park between Shelburne and St. Pat's after drawing their opening two games. Shells won 2-1 away to Drogheda last week, thanks to goals from Sam Bone and Harry Wood. The Saints beat Dundalk last Friday. They then followed that up with a 1-0 win at home to Galway on Monday night, courtesy of a very late goal from Keane Levy. That game also kicks off at 8 o'clock. Ben Symes will report from that game. And remember, you can also give your opinion after the games tonight when Ben will be joined by Shane Keegan for LOI Late Night on X Spaces shortly after 10 o'clock. League leaders Bohemians put their unbeaten start to the season on the line away to Waterford, who are one of three sides yet to win a league game this season. Bows drew their opener with St Pat's and since then have beaten Sligo Rovers, Derry City and Shamrock Rovers. Dundalk will look to bounce back from their loss to Pats when they travel west to take on Galway United. Galway got their first win of the season last Friday in the Connacht Derby against Sligo Rovers before that loss in Inchicore on Monday. New signing Franz Piro's arrived in Galway. It's not clear yet if he's ready to feature. The games in Tallaght and Tolka Park start at 8. The other two kick off at 7:45. Also four games in the First Division tonight. A Cork derby at St Colman's Park where Cove Ramblers face Cork City. There's a Munster derby in Limerick. It's Treaty United against Kerry. Elsewhere, Bray Wanderers are at home to Athlone Town and Finn Harps face Wexford in Ballybuffet. Those matches all start at 7:45. Ireland under 21 international Cathal O'Sullivan has joined Preston after his contract expired with Cork City. The highly rated 19-year-old is recovering from a second cruciate injury of his career. He made 21 league appearances for Cork last season and made his debut for the Ireland under 21s against Croatia in April 2025. Cork have agreed a package with Preston for future add-ons if he becomes a success at the Championship club. There's also the standard training compensation, which would be a five-figure fee. Big blow for Ireland ahead of tomorrow's World Cup qualifier with the Netherlands in Utrecht. Denise O'Sullivan has been ruled out with a knee injury and has already returned to her club Liverpool. The Cork woman has 112 caps for Ireland and played all 90 minutes on Tuesday night in the 2-1 loss to France, but that's where she picked up the injury.
Di Stefano. There's always tenor when he moves. And it's 7-2.
From the barrios of Buenos Aires to the roaring nights of Madrid, this episode traces the extraordinary journey of Alfredo Di Stefano, the visionary who redefined modern football. Born in Argentina, forged in the breakaway leagues of Colombia with Millonarios and immortalised in Spain, he became the heartbeat of a dynasty. But what if the man they called La Saeta Rubia had taken a different path and gone to Real Madrid's biggest rivals, Barcelona? Find out on episode 6 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors podcast as to how European football could have been changed as we know it. Coming to you this Monday in your OTB football podcast feed for free.
Tottenham remain deep in the Premier League relegation battle after a 3-1 loss to Crystal Palace last night. Spurs are just 1 point above the bottom three with 9 games to play. Thousands of home fans left the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium before half-time. It started well when Dominic Solanke made it 1-0 after 34 minutes, but the wheels came off very quickly after that in the rest of the first half. Mickey van de Ven was sent off when he conceded a penalty, which was scored by Ismail Assar. Jorgen Strand Larsen put Palace 2-1 up in first half injury time. and there was still time for Sarr to get another goal before the break. Manager Igor Tudor has lost all three games so far, but he still believes they can turn it around.
Maybe it will sound strange, but I believe more after this game than I believe before. When the other players will come back, it will change everything. Still nine games to play. Still nine games to play.
The Croatian added that his players have to stay calm.
I see them every day, you know, they care. They want to do, they try to do. But this moment is like that. So what I said, stay calm. We need to stay calm, keep working, and it will turn off. It will change.
Palace boss Oliver Glasner was happy with his team's performance, but he was disappointed that Sarr had a goal ruled out by VAR for offside when it was nil all.
Did well, scored a goal. We all felt we were 1-0 up, and then it was disallowed. Said to Ismail, I think your nose is too long. Because you can score a goal with your nose. That's why it was offside in his forehead.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says they'll be taking tonight's FA Cup fifth round tie away to Wolves very seriously. Liverpool returned to Molineux, where they were beaten 2-1 by the Premier League's bottom team on Tuesday night. Slot's keen to ensure they don't pass up the opportunity to win a trophy lightly.
Two are not possible anymore, the Premier League and the League Cup. So the other two where we are in, we try to win it. Qualification for Champions League is massive, as we all know. That's not on the line. The FA Cup is on the line, and that's a massive game for us.
Wolves boss Rob Edwards says his team can inflict more misery on Liverpool. He's been asked if his side have the belief they can do it again.
We have to go into every game believing, and I think we've shown more recently that we're able to compete with anyone. We know the scale of the task, and we completely respect how good they are and know that they're going to want to prove that they're better, and they'll want to win the game after what happened on Tuesday night. And we've got to try and make them relive it.
Kick-off at Molineux is 8 o'clock. And last night, US President Donald Trump welcomed Lionel Messi and the Inter Miami players to the White House to celebrate their 2025 MLS Cup title. And he began with a lengthy discourse on the ongoing conflict in Iran. The likes of Messi, Luis Suarez and Rodrigo De Paul were on stage as Trump made numerous comments about the ongoing war in the Middle East. The occasion evoked memories of the awkwardness of when Juventus were at the White House during last summer's Club World Cup, where US internationals Tim Weah and Weston McKennie were in attendance. Trump did talk about the success of the Miami team and also covered a range of topics, including tariffs, relations with Cuba, his friendship with FIFA President Gianni Infantino, and ticket sales for this summer's World Cup. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
Yeah, I think it's a big, big moment.
The League of Ireland is live and exclusive again this Friday on Off the Ball.
There's still time here.
Last Friday night, the champions were battered by arch-rivals Bohemians.
Rovers haven't been good enough.
It was a late, late show, and to whom it may concern, Bradley's boys made sure this week's opponents were duly warned.
Aaron Green has made it 3-2, a game that was over.
Pretenders to the throne, Derry City came from behind to beat Waterford's with a couple of late ones themselves, and talisman Mikey Duffy struck again.
It's picked up by Mikey Duffy.
On Friday, the Candy Stripes come to Dublin looking to throw the gauntlet down to Rovers. Shamrock Rovers versus Derry City at Tallaght Stadium is live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 this Friday on News Talk and the Go Loud app.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.